Hello there, you're listening to Audacity, the Authentic Entrepreneur Podcast, especially for female founders. I'm your host, Claire Akers. In this space, you'll hear me talk about anything and everything you need to build an authentic and aligned business that's capable of changing the world. I'm a mum of three, entrepreneur and founder of two businesses so far, and an authenticity coach since 2007. Most importantly, I'm a cheerleader for those of you who have been brave and audacious enough to risk it all, follow your heart and build a business. So welcome to the Audacity Podcast. I'm so glad you're here and let's dive in to the episode. This is how to have the best of both worlds, work and play. And this is for you if you are sick of struggling through the summer holidays, just trying to get through it. If you feel like you are stuck in survival mode and just kind of sleepwalking through until September. And if you feel like the big audacious dream that you have for your business, you know, the goals you set at the top of the year, if they feel a little bit laughable and very far and distant right now, and you're wondering maybe where you're going to find the energy from to get going again, and if your self-care has completely dropped off the list and you're feeling a bit meh and you're feeling a little bit sluggish, if you resonate with any of these, have I got a tale for you today? This is how to have the best of both worlds, work and play. So grab yourself a quick brew and just take 5 minutes for yourself today. My name is Claire Akers, and this is the story of how I was feeling all of this and how I turned it around to create my version of a win-win. So I want to start off with a bit of ancient history. My first business was a golden cage. It looked amazing on paper. My accountant was happy with me. I had a fantastic client list. I had a decent sized team. I was being invited on the BBC as their business expert. You know, it looked really, really awesome. But I was absolutely miserable. And so what I did, and I've told this story many times before, so I won't go into it too much here. But what I did is had an epiphany. I drew a hard line in the sand under that business and I turned it around into the business I have today, which I am proud to say is 100% values-led and aligns authentically with who I am. Now, the crowning glory of creating that business that delivers a life that I love has been getting a camper van. So in January last year, so January 2023, I swapped my very nice, reliable 4x4 with all the bells and whistles for a very pre-loved VW camper van. And oh my gosh, it has been a game changer for our family. It's pre-loved, it's about 10 years old, it's a T5, if that means anything to you, and it's a long wheel base. And what that basically means is that we can just about fit all of us in. I have three children who are growing rapidly and a husband, and we can just about fit us all in. And we go all over in that camper van. The NC500, Wales, we go to Cornwall every year. We really, really have made use of having that camper van. I take my kids on one-on-one weekends with me every year. We go off and have solo adventures together because I think that's really, really important to me. And again, this is the most important thing. It's living my number one value of adventure. And that's a key facet of my business, having that adventure in. I run retreats, I take clients on expeditions. It is just part of my brand and is part of who I am. And I've been pretty grumpy this summer because we didn't have a big adventure planned. We've had quite a few adventures this year already. We've got loads and loads of stuff going on in the business, and we just didn't have anything booked. And a few weeks ago, I went to a travel agent and I said, right, here's the budget. Here's the time we've got off. What have you got? And she was absolutely lovely. And she sent me some options through. But let's just say they didn't set the world on fire. I am not a AI hotel, lie on my backside and fight for sun loungers. It just does not appeal to me. And I think I'd be pretty grumpy if I dropped a chunk of money on that and didn't get what I wanted. So I was a little bit grumpy about not having that, to be honest. And I've been a little bit grumpy, let's use it again, because I've got some amazing stuff happening in the background of the business, stuff I've been working on creating, stuff I'm excited to share. I haven't shared it yet because it's not quite ready, but watch out for it because it is going to be amazing. And I've been struggling to create it, you know, when you have the vision but you just can't get it out there. And I think that's because I have enforced deadlines on myself and I've been putting myself under pressure to create something amazing. No, I never do that. It just doesn't work for me. But it's all kind of adding up to a little bit of a tough time, to be honest. And I've been yearning for freedom. You know, you see social media and you see all these pictures of people on the beach and my kids going, I'm bored, can I have another snack? And it's just like, and I don't want to feel like I'm at work all the time. But the truth is, when you're self-employed, sometimes you've got to suck up these busy periods. So I had a little chat with my husband and we decided we were going to craft our win-win situation. We were going to craft our own adventure. And this is what we came up with. So it's in a bit of an extended camper van trip. So we're going to head down to La Rochelle and the southwest of France for the bodyboarding because the kids love bodyboarding. So we're going to have a little bit there. And then we're going to get in the van and we're going to travel over to Annecy, Lake Annecy, and have some time swimming in the lakes and some time in the mountains. Hopefully we're going to pop to Switzerland for the day. Hopefully we're going to pop to Italy for the day and just get in the Alps. And I can't even tell you how excited I am about that plan. It ticks all the boxes. Got to spend time with the kids. I get to honour my values of freedom and adventure. But then, the fear set in. Do you ever get that fear as an entrepreneur? The fear set in of, oh my gosh, I am too busy at work. I cannot take a chunk of time out of the business. It is not a good time. I've got some really exciting stuff on the brew. I cannot take some time out right now. I've got stuff to create and I've set myself these deadlines and I haven't been able to do them. I can't explain it. Well, I can explain it. It's because I've been trying to force it, but I know exactly what I've got to do, but I just haven't been able to make myself do it. Have you ever felt like that? Let me know. And I was beating myself up about it and getting really, really frustrated. And that's the overriding feeling, frustration and resentment, because I was going to have to do some calls while it was away and I felt really resentful and cross and frustrated by that, and I was going to have to work while I was away to meet these deadlines, otherwise it would have a knock-on effect and I wouldn't be able to do the things that I'm really, really excited about doing. And I was really grumpy and resentful about this. And my self-talk was stuff like, I'm tired, it's not fair, I'm not going to get a proper holiday, I'm going to come back more tired and stressed than I was when I left. All the things. And I was getting myself into a right tiz about it. And then the light bulb came on. And this, if you hear nothing from this today, I want you to hear this bit, because this is the light bulb, this is the mindset shift that changed everything for me. And what that was to drop the expectations about what a holiday should be and instead lean in and intentionally design, intentionally architect the perfect holiday for me and the perfect holiday for my family. And what that looks like for us, and I'm not saying this is right for everybody, but I feel so satisfied and peaceful with this plan, is doing a bit of work to get done what I need to do and ensure I don't come back to a shitstorm. Sometimes as a business owner, you've got to suck a bit up. But doing that bit of work in inspiring locations, I know that if I go to the mountains, if I'm somewhere beautiful, if I'm wild swimming, I'm going to get a flood of ideas, and I'm just not going to force it. I'm going to wait for the inspiration and only act when I get that, because I know the stuff that I create from that place is going to be awesome and land exactly how I want it to. And when I've done that bit, there's still going to be plenty of time to do what I want to with the kids, to take them swimming, to hike up beautiful stuff, to sit around and play board games into the evening. And most importantly, what it means, this plan, is it is living my values. Freedom, adventure, and pulling off the win-win, you know, really, really just, I get to do this stuff. It's not from a place of frustration and resentment, it's from a place of, oh my gosh, pinch me. I can't believe I have created this life. And that for me is how to have the best of both worlds, that work, that play, and make sure that stuff is just happening and unfolding in the most beautiful way for me. So I hope if you've needed to hear this today, it's landed with you. Drop me a note and let me know how, what's resonated. So there we have it. That's all for today. I hope you enjoyed today's conversation. Don't forget to like, rate, and subscribe so you never miss an episode. And thanks for listening. In case nobody's told you today, you're awesome. See you next time.